We have to cut that.
No, yeah, we will. We will.
Don't give me that crap. I'm serious.
I promise. You have my word. I'll cut it. That's why I'm kind of letting it get quiet for the next thing. That way there's a nice...
What's up, everybody?
Glad to be here.
This is the best thing I've done all week.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Are you ready for the best podcast ever?
After 4 years of investment and many days of begging, I'm going to get on the podcast. Big fan.
Welcome back to the Infield Singles Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Connor. Joined with me, as always, is Tad McKenna.
Cheers.
We are in a slightly different studio than in the previous 29 episodes. We're coming to you from lovely Harrison, Ohio, in our apartment slash house thing, also known as The Pad. The acoustics are a little different in this place.
Women are allowed in this place.
Yeah, and certain beverages are also allowed in this place. But it's been a while. It's been about... however many weeks, and a lot has happened in those weeks. Co-host Josh Wells got married, even though it seemed like he was for the longest time. We all graduated. That was exciting.
Well, I don't know if Chase actually officially has graduated yet.
Yeah, Chase received his diploma, or he received the folder holds that was supposed to hold his diploma. But we'll get into more of that later, because even though it's just Tad and I here tonight, we're going to be dropping in on Spencer, Josh, and Chase via phone call. And getting a little update on what's been going on in their lives as of late. So I guess we can just start out with us. So Tad, why don't you update the folks at home as to what you've been up to?
Yeah, so I've been on the grind since about a week after graduation. So we, I think everyone in the infield singles except for Josh. Well, so I guess I'll start there. So Josh got married. A lot of us were in the wedding, and that was a good time. All the infield singles were there. And then, so Josh went on his honeymoon, and the boys went on our honeymoon. We went to Boston for a week and did some sightseeing, went to a game at Fenway, walked like part of the Freedom Trail. And then we got back, we got back on a Saturday, or a Friday, one of the two.
Friday.
And I went to work that Monday. So hit the ground running. I didn't have much to do the first week, so it was kind of boring, but, you know, I started getting in the swing of things. Harrison's about 35 minutes away, but once you throw in traffic, it can be a little bit more. One of these mornings, it took me 2 hours because of an accident, so that was not fun. But other than that, you know, it's been great. I've been playing some golf around here. Been watching some sports. Arguably one of the best weeks of sports this week. Monday night we had a basketball game in the NBA Finals. Tuesday night we had the Bachelorette. Wednesday night we had Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, which I'm not a Blues fan, but I'm a big Cardinals fan, so it was really good to see St. Louis get a championship. Tonight we've got another game in the NBA Finals, and tomorrow's Friday, so... well, I guess that'll be today if you're listening to this on Friday. But, yeah, it's a great week for sports watching. Hopefully you guys were able to watch some sports. Yeah. I don't know, Michael, what's been up with you lately?
A whole lot of nothing. So, like Ted said, we came back on Friday. I went home and lounged around, moved some stuff over to the pad, and then moved in a couple weeks ago. And since then, I've been playing the role of, like, Mr. Mom, if anyone's seen that. Like, I go grocery shopping, run into the neighbors every once in a while when I go to get the mail in the afternoon.
While I'm off at work bringing home the bacon.
Yeah, I'm at home taking care of the little more domesticated issues.
So not to cut into Michael's little story time here, but like he said, he didn't move in for, like, a week or so. So the first week, I didn't have any furniture other than my bed. So I was eating meals on the floor. I had a tiny TV and my computer. And so I kind of turned the living room into like a chipping putting green area. So that was fun. But then meals on the floor kind of got old. But then luckily we did get some furniture in. The couch got moved in. So it's gotten a little better since then.
But yeah, then we got the furniture moved in and the place became a little more homey. But you said that you were kind of turned this into a nice putting and chipping area. This carpet is phenomenal for that. It's like very fringy.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, we play golf tonight and I'm not going to repeat how the two bros that we played with described the greens, but this carpet's pretty much, it's pretty smooth. It rolls nice.
Yeah, we played with a couple doofuses, but just for the last hole. But yeah, so I've been here just kind of hanging out. I got my hair cut the other day, so I kind of explored a little bit. Been to Kroger a few times. Been playing the PlayStation quite a bit. Yeah, so nothing too exciting. I start work here on Monday, so hopefully I'll get into a little more of a routine. I guess that's something that kind of fun that happened is I was supposed to be working over in Indiana about 20 minutes away, and then got hit with the psych. You'll actually be working in Cincinnati. So I'm going to be working in Cincinnati now, so that'll be fun. So that's pretty much it for our place. Our neighbors thought we were gay. That's something. I don't know. They might hear about this podcast later.
I doubt it. But yeah, so Josh and Ellie were over. Shout out Josh and Ellie. And we were playing cornhole. And they were, Josh and Ellie were at the board closest to our neighbor's house. And so our neighbor, he can probably hear us right now.
Nah.
Probably.
Nah.
I don't know. But he came over and introduced himself to Josh and Ellie. And they were like, we don't live here. And so I like walked over, and Michael walked over. We're like, yeah, we actually live here. They're just visiting, or whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah. And so then we said we were from Cedarville. He's like, oh, okay. My wife and I are from Taylor. Well, and then we ran into, and we were like, wouldn't it be funny if they thought we were gay? You know, haha. Well, then we go to church on Sunday, and we meet some other neighbors, and they said something about talking to their other neighbors, like, oh, they're not gay, they're from Cedarville, they're good kids, or something like that.
That was, like, the first thing they said to us. I was like,
which,
oh.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, no. Oh.
Well, yeah.
I mean, sure.
We don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just came up, and basically the first thing was like, hey, we didn't know if you were gay or not, basically. And we're like, oh, well, we're not. And they went, oh, well, I mean, you never know these days. We're like, no, we're not. Well, you don't have to like justify it to us.
So then the other neighbors that already met us came back over the other day, and we were talking to them, and we hadn't met the wife yet, so she was over, and we were
lovely people.
To them.
Yeah, nicest people. They brought us cookies,
really good cookies, really rich cookies. It's like not like a chocolate chip cookie. It was like a sugar.
They're like sugar cookies with
coated,
nice icing, homemade.
Like
one looks like a s'mores. One looks like an RV.
That s'more one was out of this world. But we were like. We were like, yeah, you know, another guy was supposed to live here too, and then another guy was, but they just couldn't get jobs or whatever. Because like, there's a lot of, like, older couples that live here, so we definitely bring the demographic down in age. So they're like, why'd you pick here? You know, it's a nice place. We have our own garage.
For the school system, that's why we picked.
Right.
Harrison
yeah.
has a lovely school system.
Jeez. Oh,
but I ran into our neighbor on the way to get
Did
mail.
Did
it hurt? And then, he said something like, he was asking, like, so you guys got girlfriends, or, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're basically.
Like, this is not true.
No.
No,
it's not true. And then he was like, oh, okay, so hopefully that kind of shoot him off a little bit. They're probably still not convinced, and they think we're running some grand scheme, but who knows. So that's all the excitement we've had going on. Let's see. I think now would be as good a time as ever to give Spencer a buzz.
Hello? Do you want to allow this computer access?
No, you don't. Hello, Spencer.
Hello.
We have you live on the Infield Singles podcast.
Oh, shoot, I'm live?
You are live.
Oh, boy.
So, Tad and I just kind of gave an update on what we've been up to these past few weeks since graduation. So, why don't you give an update as to what you've been up to?
And say hello to the folks at home.
Yeah, you say hello again to the folks at home.
Hello to the folks at home. Good to have you all on again. So after Boston, I kind of got ready to move down to Florida, which is where I'm at currently. So me and my dad took a 3-day trip to get down to Tampa. And ever since then, I've just been working really. I've been to a couple of Rays games. Those have been interesting. I've been to the beach. I've gotten sunburnt, but other than that, I haven't been out to a whole lot, you know, just living the big boy life, you know.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you remind the folks at home where you're working?
Oh, yeah. So I'm working at a church called Bay Hope Church down here in Tampa, Florida. It's a growing church, and it's pretty cool. So if you get the chance, check it out online.
What kind of things are you doing there?
So I'm doing web design for the church. So it's pretty nice. I have a super nice schedule. So I work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the church, and then Thursday and Friday is like you just work from wherever. So I worked from home today, and then tomorrow I only have to work 4 hours. So just find out a time to work 4 hours tomorrow.
I tell you what, Spencer, I'm on the website right now, and this website is fire.
I didn't make that website, but thank you.
Oh, I'm just kidding. It's trash, but yours is going to be so much better.
But yeah, so we're doing a whole lot of stuff. I don't know what I can say or can't say, but we've got a whole lot of big projects coming up. I'll say that. But like, we're just working on some stuff, so be ready. I was actually, so on my second day, they asked me if I wanted to help with the promo video for the new series. I was like, sure, I'll help. And the next thing I know, I was like the face of the series for the next. Like, they asked me if I wanted to be the face of it. I was like, I guess.
You're already the face of the church. How about that?
Yeah, well, not quite, but...
Did they, take down all the pictures of Jesus and put up your face?
No, but I was up on the big screen on Sunday, and I did not like that.
Oh.
Yeah, but luckily, the pastor decided to cancel the series, so...
Just because, was it because he wasn't
mainly
the one that was the face?
Mainly because he didn't like my face.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what would you say has been the most surprising thing, now that you're living on your own like a big boy? What has been the most surprising thing that you've found so far?
I guess just how much work I have to do just living on my own. Like, I have to go grocery shopping and clean and stuff like that. It's just like little things you wouldn't think about. But like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just average life stuff that you wouldn't even think about doing on your own.
Yeah, you're starting to appreciate all the moms out there who go grocery shopping and do all that kind of stuff, and you realize that stuff just doesn't happen.
For real, yeah. Like, I have to figure out time, and I've signed up for a gym, and then I'm like, what time do I have to go to the gym? I have none. I have to do all this other stuff, so.
Yeah. What would you say is, like, your favorite part so far about being a grown man?
I don't know about... I guess just, you know, having independence, that's kind of, it's exciting. And not that I didn't have independence before, but, you know, it's kind of just like, it's a challenge that you're taking on.
Yeah.
It's you against the world.
You against the world.
Yeah. So that's been fun.
So you got the NBA Finals going on. Game 7's currently, the first quarter just ended.
I'm watching it right now.
Game 6, sorry. I was thinking about the NHL still. How do you think these last three quarters and potentially seven quarters are going to play out?
Ooh, I think tonight it's going to be a tight one. And then I think Golden State's going to win. I might be jinxing them, but I think Golden State's going to win. And then I think Golden State's going to blow them out of the water tomorrow, because Toronto's just going to be in shock that they came back.
No.
That's my prediction. But I was very surprised last night that the St. Louis Blues won.
Yeah, that was exciting. What did you think about that?
That was exciting. I was cheering for the Bruins for certain reasons.
What reasons would that be?
Well, Tiana's a Bruins fan, so I was cheering with her.
Who might Tiana be for the folks at home?
Oh, it's been a while. Tiana's my girlfriend. She goes to Cedarville.
Oh!
She is a wonderful lady. She's a great lady, but yeah.
Yeah, we have met her once, and she seems like a great lady.
I watched a movie with her.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's
other,
right.
Other people were there. Well, there you go. Shout out to Tiana. Sorry the Bruins lost.
Yeah, she's pretty disappointed. It was cool to see St. Louis win, though.
Yeah, heck of a story.
It was a fun... a fun thing for the whole John Krasinski and Jenna Fischer back and forth too.
Yeah, a little throwback to Jim and Pam. Who knows when the next episode will be recorded? So, if it's a year, what can the folks at home expect to see in Spencer Urban the next time they hear from him in potentially 1 year?
Oh, the next thing they can expect to hear from me is that I will have hopefully strengthened my web design skills, since I'm not much of a web designer right now. I'm hoping, who knows why the church hired me, But
that's what we were wondering too.
But in the year, I should be an expert web design and maybe even app designer.
Oh.
So that'd be cool. That I might be working on some app design stuff. That would be pretty awesome.
You can pair up with Steven Samuelson, who made an appearance on here.
Yes. Steven Samuelson, big fish guy.
Is he a big fish guy, or he's a big fish guy?
He is a big fish guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So
you'll be a web design expert and potentially an app design expert.
Yeah, hopefully in a year, yes. And also maybe owner of the Miami Marlins. I don't know. That's still
the owner of the Miami Marlins in a year?
You know, I'm making connections down here.
All right. Good to hear.
Me and Jeter have some good talks.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, have you talked to Josh or Chase yet?
Nope.
No.
So we're about to call them?
Okay. Well, I was honored that you guys called me first.
Oh, yeah. No, you've been our favorite call so far. Well, Spencer, thank you for giving us an update. The folks at home will be sure to follow your web design career and potential Miami Marlins ownership career.
I was listening to some of the podcasts today to get me hyped. I listened to the spring break one.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, well, thanks for Yeah, I don't want to make it sound like you're just some guest. Like, you're still a co-host, but it's like, thanks for joining
us again.
I guess.
Thanks for hopping back on the show.
I say. Thanks for remembering all the little people. We'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Hey, and long distance calls, that ain't nothing to scoff at, you know?
No, never count out long distance.
That's right.
There you go. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. All
right. That's right.
We'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. All right. See you guys.
Bye-bye. All right. Now who should we call next? Chase or Josh? We'll call Josh. Chase has more potential to run for a while.
Hello.
Hello. You are live on the Infield Singles, Josh.
Oh. Feel honored to be on my, well,
your own podcast,
on my own show, but
yeah, that's what we were just saying with Spencer. We didn't know if we should say like thanks for coming on, but it's like he's still a host, you know. So it's like that weird middle ground where, you know,
that's okay. I guess I am from a remote location, so all makes right. Sense.
So we kind of filled the folks at home in on what we've been up to since graduation, and we told them a little bit about your adventures. Since then.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you just kind of give an update on what your life's looked like since becoming a Cedarville alumnus?
Well, it's been pretty exciting. I got married, so that was definitely the highlight of since graduating.
What would you say the highlight of the wedding ceremony was?
Probably Tad playing the violin. That was probably the part that I was just like. Favorite part was definitely when Tad was playing the violin. That had to be number one.
My man, I didn't even have to prompt him to say that.
You know what I think? What unnoticed was the one page turning that took place while you were playing the violin. It was a real underrated aspect of the wedding.
The unsung hero of the wedding.
Yes.
Well, I mean, the reason unnoticed was because I had the whole thing memorized. I just didn't want to mess up, you know, and ruin the bride's day. So, you know.
Keep eating your watermelon. All right, continue.
Well, thank you for that. Let's see here. Then I went on the honeymoon. We went to Florida.
Baby.
It was hot. I got burnt really bad, too. Like, I couldn't lift my arm up past my shoulder.
Wait, which arm?
My left arm.
Which shoulder?
My left shoulder.
Oh, okay. I was just checking. Anyway.
All right, continue. You are a pasty boy, so I think anyone could have called that you'd get burnt.
Well, the story behind that, just like, I mean, it's pretty simple. We had like a couples massage that morning, and then like we went to the spa and got like, well, massaged. they used the oil, right? And I didn't wash it off well enough right there, so basically I was just like cooking the whole day. I was like a turkey with oil on it.
You cooked.
So, yeah, that was fun. But the rest of the time was fun. It was hot. It was really hot.
Why don't you tell the folks at home where you went?
Fort Myers. Oh, the Pink Shell was the name of this place. you pull, you're driving down the road, and then all of a sudden, you can't miss it. It's got a big pink shell on the side of the building.
Naturally.
And then, so after the honeymoon, I came back. I had a couple weeks off before, started up work. The real life is finally hitting at this point. I've been stuck in traffic. I sat in traffic for like an hour and a half the other day. It was the worst.
On your way to work?
Yes, huh? On the way to work.
I literally was stuck in traffic for 2 hours the other day.
Well, I guess you were coming from the other. Mine, there was a big wreck on the bridge. And I mean, I just sat there forever. And I hate traffic already as it is, and so I was just,
That brings up a good point, though. Are there people that actually do like traffic? Doesn't everybody hate traffic?
Psychopaths.
I mean, maybe people that don't want to get home.
I guess that's true. So maybe one day when little Joshies start running around.
Yeah, when Ellie Jr. is there.
So here in about 9 months, maybe you'll be...
Probably eight.
Yeah.
Eight, probably, at this point.
Yeah. No.
Breaking
couple
news.
More months than that.
What do you think's been the most surprising thing or, like, the most... something you weren't prepared for in this new thing called married life?
The money fades fast.
The money is what fast?
The money fades a lot faster than I was expecting it to.
Oh.
Because, let's just say it's a good thing I'm getting paid tomorrow.
I'll say I sold you my Xbox, so it's a good thing you're getting paid.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How do you think Ellie... is Ellie in the room with you?
She's over cooking popcorn right now.
Can we refer to her as Josh's roommate from now on?
They're referring to you as my roommate from now on.
What? I wasn't asking her. I guess I was more asking... yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure. Yeah. What's she think about that?
She said not happening is what she said.
Okay. So we asked you this question... go ahead.
Never mind.
I said we asked you this question when you two visited the pad a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, the pad.
So why don't you just fill the folks at home in. What's your biggest pet peeve about Ellie so far?
What did I say? I don't even remember what I said. What was my biggest pet peeve of you? I guess yesterday I woke up and basically the fitted sheet had came off my side and was all over on her side. So somehow she steals like the fitted sheet, which is not fun.
An underrated part of the bed.
Exactly. And then I also don't like it when she like tries to take my when I'm trying to show my competence in the kitchen, she'll steal something and keep me from doing it. I do the same thing to her whenever she's doing like a daily task, like changing a light bulb or something like that. So,
how many wells does it take to change a light bulb?
And how many light bulbs have you had to change so far?
We got like five that we've put in. I don't know about change, but yeah. It's bright in here now.
Oh,
it doesn't have any mood lighting. That's okay. I'm trying to think of any good stories that have happened here recently. We talked about getting a dog. She just said no. Oh, yeah. I almost burnt the apartment down.
Oh,
that
yeah. That's what I was going to say. When you're talking about showing your competence, I remember receiving a video of you almost smoking out your entire apartment.
Yeah, so that one was a... That was kind of a scary moment. I was cooking, I'll take full responsibility for this. So we were cooking, first of all, we were cooking this meal. It was chicken, cream cheese and cheddar, shredded cheddar stuffed inside the chicken, and then wrapped bacon around the chicken. We're cooking that, and I was like, start cooking the bacon, and you get all the bacon grease. So I grabbed a styrofoam cup. This was the mistake that happened. I grabbed the styrofoam grease in. Well, it melted like instantly, and I did it over top of apartment. I run over to the door, open it up, and then grab like a newspaper. I'm waving it in front of the smoke alarm, but I didn't do anything about the smoke and what was causing that all, and I didn't do anything with the smoke. So Ellie had me look up while I'm waving my arms, keeping the smoke detector from going off. She had me look up at Vinegar. For all you at home that are wondering how to put out a grease fire, do not pour water on it. Pour vinegar on it. It will make your eyes really bad, but it worked. So yeah, I about put the whole entire place out of business. So
yeah,
I take pride in that.
There you go. Duke Energy's finest.
Yep. Had to pay me the big bucks.
All right, so what can the folks at home expect to see from you and, I guess, the entire Wells family? Because we told Spencer, we don't really know when the next time we'll do one of these is, so it might be a year. So what can the folks at home expect to see from you in a year?
See from me? I guess see from us. At some point, we'll probably, the big thing would be getting a dog. I'm going to keep pushing for that. Real hard. We're thinking about a mini. It was Aussie Doodle.
Oh boy!
You know they say people get a dog right before they want to have a kid. That way they can see how they handle a dog before they handle a kid. So I'm just saying, my theory still stands.
For
the kids coming.
Yeah, in like 8 months.
Well, the dog probably won't be here until like summer.
And neither will the kid.
It won't be here until next summer. The dog.
Okay. All right, so yeah. In a year, Josh will have a dog. Puppy. All right.
I'd say in a year we'll have a puppy. But other than that, I don't know. We're trying to plan a trip out west. We need money for that. And like I said, it fades fast. What else in the next year? What are we doing? Anything spectacular? What can people expect the next year? I would like to get everybody together for our League of Ordinary Gentlemen. That's not the Wells, that's just like in general. That would be a fun time.
Yeah, reunite the Lug for a draft or a banquet or something. That'd be fun.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, here's where we don't really know how to end it, like we didn't know how to end it with Spencer, but I'm sure that the folks at home will be looking out for that puppy, and we'll be sure to keep everyone posted. Thank you for giving us your update.
Oh, I wanted to throw out, I'm playing a course in Kentucky on Saturday. It may or may not end up being a course that we check out at some point.
Wait, are you playing in an outing?
In the future. No.
Oh, no. My. Okay, so you know like the No Laying Up Refuge?
Yeah.
Like the online forum board?
The what?
It's one of our favorite golf podcasts, like forum board, like where like a forum where all the fans can like chat and post stuff and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So this guy posted that he needed two more people for an outing on Saturday morning. I was like, I have nothing going on. I'll do it. He just messaged me today that he got a fourth, and he said he knows he golfs. He's really nice, but he's not sure how good he is. And his name is Josh. And then you just said you're playing in an outing in Kentucky, or you're playing golf in Kentucky. And for a second there, since your name is Josh, I thought you might have been the guy, but I guess
that would have been something. No, unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, I do enjoy playing with him. It's not the No Laying Up guys, but it's my brother and my dad. It's our little Father's Day gift that he gets to pay for kind of thing.
Those are the best kind.
So, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm doing that.
Where are you playing?
On Saturday. Did you see that the foreplay guys met Tiger Woods?
We did. We were living vicariously through them.
I was listening to the podcast today. That's the only reason why. But
yeah, it's,
that's something I was like, oh, that would be kind of cool to strive to get to a point like that. But
yeah, I think it'd be all right if we knew Tiger Woods. Well, we had Pastor Ben Shaw, and that's good enough
for
us.
Right.
Shout out to Pastor Ben.
Pastor Ben. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll be in contact to provide some more updates for the folks at home.
Alrighty. Ellie says that she heard that you're swinging from the other side now.
If you're referring to our neighbors thinking we are gay, then that is
yes.
False information, and we have already cleared that
up.
So you can tell Ellie to take a hike.
She's yapping at this point.
What else is new?
He said, what else is new? Alrighty.
Alrighty. Give Ellie a kiss for us, and we'll talk to you later.
Alright, I will.
Alright, bye-bye.
See you, fella. Bye-bye.
Alright. Josh is charming as ever. Now for the grand finale. Call the rat himself.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Well, wasn't expecting that.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Well, I'm not saying this is a shocker, but we've tried to contact Mr. Gruitt several times, and we have not gotten a reply, so we're going to go ahead and call it on that. So that pretty much wraps up where everybody's at these days, all the infield singles. You got any other, I don't know, big upcoming news you want to plug, Michael?
I do not. I don't know when we'll do one of these again, so...
Hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, hopefully.
But you never know. Michael's going to start working. Chase might find a job someday. So, you know, things will get busier. I don't know. Who knows, though? Maybe we'll all... I don't know.
Reconvene and sing Kumbaya.
That's right. Around a fire. Well, all right, so I guess that pretty much wraps up week 30. Kind of crazy to think about, you know, looking back. Not to get too sentimental, but, you know, we did, 29 of these podcasts this school year?
Yeah.
And it was just kind of on a whim this summer. We were just like, hey, let's do this podcast thing for real. And, you know, it kind of got us through the summer at our jobs, you know, thinking of who we'd have on, what we'd talk about, what the name should be. And then it actually happened. Shout out to Hayden James for being our first guest. And, you know, had everyone who's anyone at Cedarville on the podcast, had Dr. White on. So we've come a long way.
Yes, we have.
And not to say that it's over, because it's not, but, you know, just reminiscing now that we're a few weeks removed from school.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's going to be an inspiration to all little boys and girls everywhere who think, man, I'd like to make a podcast. And if us idiots can do it, they can too.
That's right. And if us idiots can make, what, 26 some odd dollars on it, then...
That's right. $26.55 mm-hmm. and growing.
55 cents. So, yeah. So, thanks for tuning in this week. Hopefully, we'll be churning out some more episodes eventually in the future. But don't hold your breath. But as always... Tee it high and let it fly.
Deuces.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you.